بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, today we discuss just one of the beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Due to so much that has been written on this one blessed name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we won't be able to finish everything that has been recorded. But regarding this name that is Ar-Razzaq, that the true real sustainer is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ulama explain and say, Rizq Razzaq is that being al-mutakaffilu bil-rizqi al-qa'imu ala kulli nafsim bima yuqimuha min qutiha wasi'a al-khalqa kullahum falam yakhtassa bithalika mu'minan duna kafirin wala waliyan duna aduwin. Razzaq is that being who has taken the responsibility of sustaining a person from the stages of non-existence to perfection. Throughout stages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility to sustain a person. Now from the time a person, look at the fetus, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains that fetus. How? Via the placenta and the umbilical cord. So whatever the mother is going to be eating goes through the bloodstream via the umbilical cord and it goes into the bloodstream of the child. And as we were researching, because one of these points that came, that amazingly even the child in the mother's stomach already is got a sense of taste. That what the child would like, it's sweet, it likes it. It will drink more of the amniotic fluid. And if it's a little bit too bitter or not to the taste of that child, then it doesn't eat too much, doesn't drink a lot of that fluid. Now that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sustained the child via just one cord. Now when the child, when that cord is severed, now there's another channel of nourishing the child, and that is via that milk, which is the miracle of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the child is being nourished. And only that stage of 2 years, after 2 years you give that child the breast milk, he's not satisfied. The child can't manage now. Now it's a stage that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, now you need something more solid, more satisfying. And throughout stages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of us. So that is Ar-Razzaq, who took care of us throughout the stages of non-existence to perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَمْ يَخْتَصَّ بِذَلِكَ. He sustains everyone. Whether you mu'min or kafir, whether you his friend or enemy, every single person is being sustained via the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's one explanation. Another explanation of Ar-Razzaq, because a person may feel that I go to the shop, I work hard, I bring money, and I put the food on the table. Or I'm taking care of the means of survival for my children. So Ar-Razzaq, huwa alladhi khalaqa al-arzaq, is that being who creates the means of sustenance. He creates it. We haven't created anything. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it, then He makes a system to reach, that sustenance has to reach us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates it, and He facilitates with the transportation of that sustenance to us. We eating this rice that's on our table, where was this rice growing? Where was it? In which lands? That had to be in India or overseas or some other country, and it came. The saffron that we enjoying, the color of our acne and our biryani and everything else, where that saffron is coming from? So who facilitated for that transportation of it till 2 years? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazingly, Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam, he used to call unto Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ya raziq al-bughathi fi ashihi. Amazing. First time we read this also. Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam used to call unto Allah, O the sustainer and nourisher of the small little crow in its nest. So ulama say, but what is so peculiar and different about this? It is said when the crow gives birth to its young, then it leaves that young. Why? Because that young is white in color. The crow feels, listen, doesn't look like you, my little bird. Because I am black in color, you born white. So the mother actually abandons the child and flies away out of that nest. But just comes every now and then, at a distance, looks at the child and say, no, definitely not mine. Wrong identity. And the child hasn't been, generally when, as we see, sheep, goat, cow, when that young is born, then the mother sucks the child. So whatever fluids are there, everything comes out, and then their entire sac, and then they can start living alive now. So, but this is not all cleansed out, because of which mosquitoes, insects, flies all throng to that young, and it makes itself out and starts eating those flies, those same mosquitoes and insects that came to feed on it. Now it's eating them up as a source of nourishment. After a few days or weeks, now because of the nourishment in that little crow, the hair starts changing color, the feathers now become black. When the mother comes and says, this my child. Now that mother takes the responsibility of the child. But before that, who was it? It was only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen to our sustenance, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ. How many a creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they don't carry their sustenance. They got no freezer. They got no store cupboard. They don't have that corner unit in the kitchens to make sure that we've got enough supplies for the weekend or, you know, unannounced visitors. They don't have all of that. Allahu yarzuquha wa iyyakum. Wama min dabatin fil ardi illa ala Allahi rizquha. There isn't any creature. Dabatin ma yadibbu ala al-ard. Anything that walks the surface of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of your sustenance is upon me. وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ever make any one of us as fathers responsible for the sustenance of our sons. He never ever made us responsible. But unfortunately, so much of fikr, so much worry. Like, what will happen to them if I die in the sickness? He's not yet set up. He hasn't yet qualified. 2 more years, who's going to pay for his fees? I need to leave enough. Na'udhu billah. That Allah who took care of you and brought you up will take care of your child and bring him up. We are not responsible for their sustenance. Yes, when they are responsible for care, we will upbring them, nurture them, see to their needs and necessities. But not for beyond that. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's responsibility. It's not our responsibility. And Allah hasn't ever put that onto us. So, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَّقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرُ تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if only you had that level of tawakkul yaqeen, in trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then He would have sustained you like the birds. They leave the nest early in the morning, empty stomach. When they come back, they're full. Empty, there's nothing left. If you look at the bird's nest, nothing extra was left behind. Never extra for tomorrow in case the child has to wake up and it's rainy or sunny. Nothing to that effect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken care of the camel. That you get certain camels that they'll survive without drinking or eating for up to 15 days. 15 days they'll travel and cross the desert and without any drink or any food, whatever was stored, now that fat now becomes the form of nourishment for the same camel. That fat of it. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who takes care of us also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's taking care of us throughout our stages. وَيَعْلَمُ, part of that ayah, وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after discussing risk, He says that I know your permanent place of residence and your temporary place of residence. Shurrah and Mufassirin explain that what is meant in this, that when you are at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to your sustenance. And when you are on journey, and when the da'wat comes, it was because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept your rozi in that place. Your sustenance was there. One person came to Ali radiallahu anhu, and he says that what if you put a person and you cage him into 4 pieces of glass maybe. So nothing can get into it. So he asked Ali radiallahu anhu, that how will sustenance get inside that glass? You see, wallahi, I don't doubt how his sustenance will go, just as Malakul Maut will go to him. Because your death calls you around the world, and your sustenance also calls you around the world. So I got no doubt, his sustenance will also reach him. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to reach, it will reach him. So, وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. I mean, if you look at just our systems, every time we read what the ulama are writing, then we also have to little bit research more on the topic. So, and on one of the ulama wrote on this, the point, he says, look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains us. They see in the stomach, there is hydrochloric acid in our stomachs. You know, when a person is on a swimming pool, what's the pH level? You don't know what's the level of it. The level is from 0 to 14. That's how you work out acidic levels of the stomach. 0 to 14. 0, highly acidic. 14, non-acidic, alkaline. 7, neutral. The acidic level of the stomach is between 1 and 3. Highly acidic. That acid, if it has to come out of the body, and you drop it onto a piece of wood, it'll penetrate that piece of wood. Yet what's happening to us? Who's looking after us? You putting sustenance? Do we know what's happening after that? Who takes care? Who puts it into different compartments and the nourishment and the waste and the matter that's required? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of all of that. We don't even know that hidden system of rizq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our own little bit, our little bodies. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is an incident that's narrated regarding Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhuma. They made the hijrah They were Ash'ariyin, they made Hijrah and they came to Medina Munawwara. When they came to Medina Munawwara, the food that they had, whatever resources they had, everything was depleted. No food, no water, nothing left. So they made Mashwara between themselves. They says, listen, we made Hijrat for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So let's depute one person. He must go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and ask for food. So this one person goes, he says, it's my job, I'll go. So he comes to the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's right at the door. He's about to knock. He's about to knock the door. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reciting Quran in the home. And one of the ayah that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reciting, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no creation of Allah except that Allah has taken the sole responsibility of the sustenance of that creation. When he heard this, he said, Ya Allah, where are we knocking? Allah has taken care of it, let me go back home. So he comes back. So the people asked him, what happened? He said, no, Allah has taken care of it. So they never understood what has been meant, because they are new Muslims. So they thought maybe dua was made or some collection was called for. So they go home, they on the outskirts, back to their tents, and they're waiting. So maybe something will come. And suddenly a person comes with a platter that is filled with meat and bread. So that group of people, they ate to satiation, they were satisfied, and there was a little bit left over. So the leader of them says, hey, hold on, there's some left over, don't finish that. Let's take some back to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and say, Jazakumullahu khairan for the offering, and we've brought some for you also to partake of it. So they come back to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they say, Ya Rasulallah, Jazakallah for the food, this is the leftover. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Wallahi ma arsaltu ilaykum ta'aman. Wallahi, I never sent any food. What are you talking about? He said, no, we sent someone, he spoke to you, he asked you for food, and someone came with a platter. He says, no one came to me, no one spoke to me, I never said anything. See, anyway, this is what transpired. So they called that person, he says, you didn't knock on the door? He says, I didn't knock. See what happened? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, ذَلِكَ طَعَامٌ رَزَقُمُوهُ اللَّهُ. That is food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sustained you with. From Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala it came. Musa alayhi salatu salam, when he went to the Mount Tur to speak to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a natural worry and concern that what's going to happen to the people I left behind. So he was worried about the sustenance of his wife. That too, she was carrying, she was pregnant. So in this thought flashed, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh Musa, take your staff and your asa and hit the rock. And he hit the rock. Allah subhanahu says, when he hit the rock, there was a rock within it. So Allah subhanahu says, no, hit the second rock. Hit the second rock, there was a third rock within that. Allah subhanahu says, hit the third rock. He hit the third rock. When he hit the third rock, then he saw a black ant. A black ant with a green blade of grass. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to hear the tasbih and the dhikr of that ant. That ant was reciting, Subhana man yarani, wa ya'lamu makani, wa yasma'u kalami, wa yarzuquni wa la yansani. All glory be to that Allah who sees me, He hears me, He knows where I am, He sustains me and He hasn't forgotten about me. Musa alayhi salatu said, Ya Allah, forgive me. I'm so sorry. I even thought about what's going to happen to them when I came to you. So that was the lesson, that no matter where a person would be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of a person's. It is said that Khubayb radiallahu anhu was a captive, meaning in the battle of Badr, he had killed one of the kuffar. So later on, he was taken into captivity, sold to the family, famous incident, Khubayb radiallahu anhu, sold to the family whom their relative was killed on his hands. So that family took him, he was a captive, they said, okay, when it's time, we will kill Khubayb radiallahu anhu. But the person who was looking after Khubayb was a non-Muslim. Later on, her name was Maria. Later on, she became a Muslim radiallahu anha. She says, I haven't seen a captive better than Khubayb radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a fresh bunch of grapes he was eating while he was shackled. Yet there wasn't any grapes in Makkah Mukarramah. There was no grapes. How he was eating grapes? That had to come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of our every need. Miqdad radiallahu anhu, his wife, her name was Dhubaba. Incident appears in Sunan Abi Dawud and other books of ahadith. She says that we were going through very constrained times in Islam, in Medina Munawwara, that a person would only go to relieve themselves 1 in 3 days. So little food they had to nourish themselves with, that they would only go to the toilet 1 in 3 days. 1 in 3 days. So she says it was a very difficult time. So that once my husband went out to relieve himself, there was a lot of sabr that had to be made. A lot of patience that had to be endured first. So he went once on the outskirts relieving himself. And he sees in the distance that there is a hole. And a mouse came out and he dropped 1 golden coin. So he is relieving himself. The mouse went back and it brought out the second gold coin. It went back to and fro, it continued. When he completed relieving himself, then he went to take those golden coins because the mouse didn't come out again. He counted them, there were 17 golden coins. Like we say in today's time, 17 Kruger coins, you just found it. So he found 17. He comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Ya Rasulallah, this is what transpired. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Miqdad, did you look into the hole to see if there was more? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you look in? So he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, I didn't look in. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then that is barakah from Allah, keep it sustenance for yourself. But if you went to look into the hole and you peep inside, it means now you were desirous of that money. Yeah, you weren't desirous. It took it out, sustenance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there are many incidents like this. How Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there is one incident regarding a person who was a known thief of his time from the, he was Kurdish. So this Kurdish thief, he was moving around with his cronies, people, friends in sin, they were moving around and they come to an orchard and they see that there are 3 khajur trees. 2 of them were fruit bearing and 1 was barren. There was no fruit on it. So he looked at it and he was amazed. And as he's looking, he saw that there is a bird that is traveling from the tree with khajur and going to the barren tree. And 10 times it made a trip. So he thought to himself, maybe the nest of the bird is in that barren, that empty tree with no fruit, no khajur. So he climbed the tree. When he climbed the tree to the top, he saw there was a blind bird, a snake. There was a blind snake. And this bird was actually taking fresh khajur and dropping it into the mouth of that snake that was hungry. He comes down and he makes istighfar. And he says, O my Allah, if you can sustain a blind snake, which we are commanded to kill, which is poisonous and harmful, if you can sustain it with a bird that is scared of it also, O my Allah, what's difficult of you to sustain me, O my Allah? He made tawbah, he changed the direction of his life. Now he's going to Makkah Mukarramah, put on his ihram, going to make tawbah. He's going to the house of Allah. As he's traveling, they come to a place. They pitch up tent, but there's a lady that's screaming, are you Kurdish? Are you Kurdish? So they go and they say, yes, we are a group of Kurdish people. Is Fulan bin Fulan amongst you? Is so and so? So the leader says, yeah, that's me, but what you want to know about me? The lady says, come home. She took him home and she gave him a bag and she says, you know what? My son has passed away a few days ago. For the last 3 nights I've been having a dream. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in my dream and he told me that there is so and so that will be passing your town and your village. When he comes, look for him and give him this clothes. He is the friend of Allah. That person who yesterday was the thief, made tawbah, walking and going towards the haram, and here ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes place by a lady, and that same clothes now is given to him. And he shares it with his friends. Now they even got clothes for themselves and they continue going on for the Umrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that tawfiq and that yaqeen, that rizq comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just a few things of how we can attain the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sustenance. One is, number one is taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That person who adopts taqwa, Allah consciousness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is that He will sustain you from avenues you could never ever imagined about. You never thought about money or investments or whatever coming from there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain us, number one. Number two, Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi used to say so beautifully, he used to say that when you're making wudu, imagine, wudu is the key to salah. When you're making wudu, then we make dua, Allahumma filli dhambi, wa wassi'li fi dari, wa barikli fi rizqi. Everything to do with sustenance. Number one, oh my Allah, forgive my sin. Number two, Allahumma filli dhambi, wa wassi'li fi dari. Ya Allah, expand for me my sustenance. Must have a lot of sustenance. وَوَسِّعْلِي فِي دَارِي وَبَارِكْلِي فِي رِزْكِي. Rather, expand for me my home and give me barakah in my sustenance. وَسِّعْلِي فِي دَارِي, expand my home and give me barakah in my sustenance. So Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi used to say so beautifully, he said, look at, even in the ibadat, if you do it according to sunnah, there's barakah even in this world. Barakah even in this world. So that's one aspect of how we can gain barakah also. Some ulama say, after the Fajr Salah, if a person is going through constrained times with regards to rizq and sustenance, meaning you're doing everything halal, you're reading your Salah, everything is above board, but you can still see constraintness with regards to sustenance, then the ayah to recite 70 times is Allahu latifum bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. Allahu latifum bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ 70 times after the Fajr Salah. Another dua we can recite, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqa wasi'a wa shifa'an min kulli da. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqa wasi'a, wus'a, vastness, wa shifa'an min kulli da. An amazing dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua, Allahumma ja'al أَوْسَعَ رِزْقِكَ عَلَيَّ عِنْدَ كِبَرِ سِنِّي وَانْقِطَاعِ أُمْرِي. O my Allah, expand my sustenance. Give me the most of my sustenance. The most sustenance you want to give it to me. أَوْسَعَ رِزْقِكَ عَلَيَّ عِنْدَ كِبَرِ سِنِّي. In advanced and very old age. When I become old. Ya Allah, when I'm unable to work. And people don't want me. I'm a pensioner, they don't want to hire my services anymore. That time, oh my Allah, expand my sustenance. وَانْقِطَاعِ umri, or towards the end of my life. Ya Allah, open up the doors of mercies towards the end of my life. So Allah other ulama explain and say that if a person has to recite Ya Razzaqu 10 times. You recite Ya Razzaqu 10 times before leaving the house. Before Fajr Salah, best is tahajjud time. Best is tahajjud time. Else, even if it's just before coming for Fajr Salah, recite Ya Razzaqu 10 times. And then blow on the four corners of the home, starting from the right side, meaning that side which is facing Qibla, the right hand side. And we go four corners by blowing into the four corners of the house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give barakah in such a home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one is the spirit, one is the physical nourishment. And the more important aspect is the spiritual nourishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the razaq of that. So Allah subhanahu wa grant us tawfiq to understand. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahu bihamdik nashadu wa la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.